Tuesday night was the second half of the season beginning for the Scott City basketball teams as they headed to Hugoton to face the Eagles in non-league action. Lady Beavers would start out a little slow against Hugoton. They would trail 9-3 in the first quarter, pulled over the 9-7, tied early in the second quarter. But after they trailed 16-13 about midway through that second quarter, Lady Beavers really started to settle down, dig in, and they closed out the final 3 minutes of the half on an 11-2 run and led by six, and they really never looked back. And Scott City really did a lot on defense in the second half. They got it to the inside and pounded the paint, pounded the block, and they picked up a 50-30 victory. They would lead by as many as 22 in the game before settling for a 20-point win. As the Lady Beavers have won back-to-back games here in Hugoton for the first time since 2018 and 2019, and they're now 7-5 on the year. Hugoton had come in with a little bit of momentum, winning two in a row at the Sterling Invitational, claiming fifth place over the weekend. They're now 4-7 on the year. It was Megan Trout once again, the lone Lady Beaver in double figures. She tied a career high back-to-back games for her with 18 points, and she did that again here tonight. And Scott City was good at the line, 16-22, as they got the victory. And it was a big road victory Scott City over Hugoton here on the girls' side. Hugoton was led by Abby Slocum, their senior. She ended up with the team high 14 points as they were 8-14 from line. The boys' game, kind of first time in 4 days that the two teams met up, but this one was dominated by Hugoton. They jumped out to that 15-6 lead. Scott City did not hit anything other than a three-pointer in the first quarter, but they would get to the foul line quite a bit in the second quarter. They would get it to within seven, but then Hugoton went on a little 6-2 run in the end of the first half to lead 31-20, and they would lead by 18 as Scott City really struggled shooting, and part of that was the turnovers, and had some good looks, just wouldn't get him to drop. And also their leading scorer, Jackson Rumford, picked up his fourth foul with about 6:40 to go in the third quarter, and that loomed large in this ball game as Scott City went 11 minutes in the second and third quarters without a field goal. They would trail by 16 going the fourth quarter, get to within 11 late with about 2 minutes to go, but that was just too much to overcome as Hugoton wins this one 50-37. They were hot shooting, including the senior guard Sean Lewis. He only missed one shot in his team high, or his second team high, with 14 points. He was 6-7 from the floor. Isaac Martin would lead them with 15 points, and he would lead all scores as Hugoton is now 9-2 and ranked number 4 in Class 4A. Scott City's dropped 3 in a row now, and they're now 7-5 as Jackson Rumford ended up with 12 points. He had 8 of those in the fourth quarter. Alex Tarango at 11, just one off their career high. As Scott City struggled a little bit at times, but showed some good work there in the second half and the fourth quarter, but fell short 50-37.